AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
This was a Monday night. I'd gotten out of work at 8 and went straight home to hop online and game with some of my buddies. I had gotten divorced a few months ago, which left me with just an empty house and not much to do outside of work. So gaming with my friends all night was mostly all I did, and I can't say I didn't enjoy it. Anyway, I knew there was supposed to be a big thunderstorm overnight, and there were even flash flood warnings. But around here, they pretty much send out those warnings every time it rains, so it was never a big deal.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
At about 11 p.m. though, I was in the middle of a game with my buddies when a sudden massive gust of wind slammed against the window next to me and the entire house shook. I took my headset halfway off and I could hear rain pouring down and the house creaking and swaying violently. I turned back to my screen to tell everyone what was going on, but suddenly my screen and all the lights in my house flicked off for a split second, then right back on. I saw I was still in the Discord call, so I asked if they could still hear me, but before I got an answer, everything cut out. My PC shut down and all the lights snapped off. The whole house was dark. I couldn't even see my hands in front of my face. I felt around my desk for my phone, then turned the light on. Annoyed, I got up and walked downstairs and up to the front window. Honestly, it was hard to say if everyone else's power was off or not. I could barely see anything through the flood of rain that was pouring down, and most people's houses would usually be dark by now anyways, since it was so late. I quickly sent a message in the group chat, saying I probably wouldn't be on for the rest of the night. Frustrated, I used my little phone light to find my way to the basement. I went down and found my old battery bank. It wasn't much, but it was enough to plug a few lamps into so I could at least have some light. I grabbed it and started walking back up to the stairs when I thought I heard something behind me. It was just a bunch of boxes back there, but the wind seemed to pick up as soon as I turned around, so I assumed it was just the storm making the house make noises. I hauled the battery bank up to the first floor and plugged in one of the lamps in the living room. I'm not sure if this is normal or not, but I hated going to bed with the power out, like I had to wait for it to come back on before I'd feel comfortable sleeping. So I opened up the blinds and sat on the couch, then took my phone out and used my data to scroll through YouTube. An hour or so went by before I got curious again, and this time opened the front door to look outside. My porch had an overhang that blocked most of the rain, so I stepped out and looked around. The storm was still raging on, but the houses across the street didn't seem to be off power. At least a couple of them had a light or two on in the windows. Now I was pretty confused. I looked up outages in my area, but didn't find much info. I went back inside. Oddly, only a minute later, I got a text. It was from a normal, unknown phone number, but essentially said that there was downed power lines and to expect power outages. I had no clue why I got a direct text, though, and the number didn't have an ID, like from ComEd or whatever. Strange, I thought, but I didn't look much more into it. I went back to the couch. Again, I was on my phone, but more so to just listen to videos while I watched the storm out the window. But then, I heard something from the other side of the house. It sounded exactly like a footstep on one of the creaky wooden steps to the basement. I'd lived here long enough to recognize that sound. I got up, but walked slowly and quietly over there, wanting to hear if it happened again. The house was so dark, and my phone light only lit up a small view in front of me. I turned the corner into the hallway and shined the light down. Nothing was there. However, the basement door was open. Like, wide open, and there was no way I left it like that. I walked up and shined the light down the stairs, but there was no way I was gonna go down there to check anything out. Not with no power on. I closed the door. I don't think I had enough time to really think about what this really meant. I walked into the next room. Light from the thunderstorm flashed in the windows, but when I looked around, I found nothing. A feeling built up in me, though, like something was off, and my gut could sense it. I started to walk back, when suddenly heavy footsteps came running up the basement stairs. Even behind the closed door, they were loud and shook the whole floor. Without thinking, I ran up to the door and slammed my body against it. Not even a second later, they were on the other side trying to open it. Once they figured out I was there, they started hitting it and ramming their shoulder into it to try to force the door open. This was a regular basement door, so it had no lock on it. I didn't know what else to do. He pounded against it for a minute, but when I pulled my phone out and started calling 911, he stopped. I heard his footsteps go back down the stairs, and I took this chance to get in my car and leave. I tried to watch from the other side of the road to see if he left, but during the 10 minutes I waited, I didn't see anything. Three officers went in and found nobody inside. He had left through the back door. What I find most disturbing about this situation is that we confirmed the text I received about the power outage was fake, like from a private, personal phone. So whoever this guy was that broke in, he knew enough about me to find my phone number. He wasn't targeting just some random house. We think he texted me once he heard me go outside, probably knowing I was checking if other houses had power, and wanting me to not get suspicious and check the breaker box in the basement. There was no outage. He had shut off my power. That's about where it was left, though. No new info on who it could have been or what they wanted has been found out. This was in spring of 2021. I'm a 24-year-old male, and at the time, I'd been living away from my family while I was studying at an out-of-state college. Our school had a fairly early spring break, which meant I'd get to go home and visit my family. It was about a 2-day drive to get there, and mostly through long, boring roads. I'd take the drive over flying any day, though. I left on a Tuesday morning. I actually woke up early and hit the road well before I planned to, so I was doing great on time. I didn't have the route really planned out, though. I just had a general idea of where I'd be making my first overnight stop at. I drove almost 10 hours straight, only stopping for food and gas. Around 8 p.m., I decided I'd done enough for today, and at the next gas station, I pulled up the map and looked for the nearest hotel I could stay at. I was in the middle of nowhere, but I knew there had to be something within 20 to 30 miles, at least. Thankfully, I found one. It wasn't too far, actually. The directions told me to go down the road behind the gas station, away from the highway. This road looked very old, and had very few streetlights that didn't do much for lighting up the road, and there were no cars coming down. I drove about 5 minutes, passing through a very small, old-fashioned town, and at the end of the street was the hotel. It was a small building, just as old as all the others. I parked in the empty parking lot, then grabbed my bags and walked inside. The lights were very dim, like weirdly dim, and nobody was at the counter. As I stood there, I just looked around. It was so quiet. No kids running around, or TVs on in the lobby. It was just empty. After a minute, someone finally came walking down the back hallway, and she looked startled when she saw me. She quickly walked up to the front counter and greeted me, then got me a room for the night. I thanked her and walked down the hallway. She gave me the room all the way at the end. I unlocked it and got in. I didn't even unpack anything, really. I just sat on the small sofa and went on my phone for a while. The room wasn't very big or nice, which I wasn't expecting anyway. This was clearly just an older and smaller, probably family-run hotel. I remember just laying on my back on the sofa, scrolling through videos on my phone, and I guess falling asleep. I woke up abruptly to someone banging on the room door. I quickly sat up, shaken by how sudden and loud it was. My eyes looked over at the clock on the wall. It was 11 p.m. Concerned, I got up and walked over to the door, opening it. Nobody was there. I poked my head out and looked down the hallway. I stayed there for 30-ish seconds, really confused and waiting for someone to come back around or something. But the hotel was really quiet still. Everything was so off, I started second-guessing myself. Like, was the knock even at my door? It sounded like it was, and I didn't hear anyone else in any of the rooms near me. But maybe somehow it was for one of the other rooms. I went back to the couch for a little bit, then took a shower and got ready for bed. I set an alarm for 8 a.m. and fell asleep. I really wanted to sleep good tonight, because for one, I was really tired, and two, I had another long drive ahead of me. However, I woke up again in the middle of the night to someone banging on the door. I jumped up again, and this time I hurried up to the door. The whole room was dark, and I could only see the sliver of light coming out from under the door. I swung it open, but nobody was there again. I did the same thing, looking down the hall and listening. After a minute, I decided that this was too strange to not investigate a little further. Tiredly, I walked down the hallway and to the front desk. It was just as dark and quiet as it was when I first arrived here. The woman was still at the desk, though. I told her someone had been banging on my door and asked if she saw anyone. The woman looked really confused, and almost as if I was joking. When she realized I wasn't, she then said that I was the only guest staying here tonight. I just smiled and said okay, then started walking back to my room. I don't think it had really set in yet. Like, was I just going crazy? I got back to my room and went in. I made sure that all the locks were in place, then got in bed. I just laid there for a minute, staring at the pitch-black ceiling and trying to think about what was going on, before I decided to grab my phone from the nightstand and maybe watch a video or two to get me to relax. However, right when my screen turned on, it lit up the room just enough for me to see something in the corner by the bed. I jumped up and backed away from the bed. There was someone there, standing in the dark, in the back corner of the room. They were still, motionless, just watching me. My heart was burning from how hard it was pounding in my chest. I hurried over to the door. As soon as I began removing all the locks, I heard them start rushing up behind me. Their loud footsteps against the floor got closer and closer as I finally swung open the door and sprinted down the hallway. The front desk woman jumped when she saw me, but her eyes quickly darted past me. The man was running up behind me. She started calling 911, but just when the guy got into the lobby, he sprinted out the door. He didn't get into a car or anything. He just ran off. The woman explained that she had no idea who that was, and that he should not have been inside the hotel, again saying that I was the only guest checked in for the night. Police came and did a rather quick investigation. The hotel only had two working cameras, one in the lobby and one outside, so it wasn't all that useful. The only thing we know is that the man definitely slipped into my room while I was asking the woman about the knocking. We don't know what he wanted from me, or why he was even there at all. I got my things and left that night, obviously not wanting to stay any longer. I still have no idea what that was about, but it was definitely the most terrifying experience of my life. I was going on a camping trip with my best friend. I'm gonna call him Henry. We'd done a few trips before, but we still mostly considered ourselves new to it. We hadn't done anything too crazy up until this point. Usually we'd go to local campgrounds that had other people around, but we thought we were confident enough to do something more adventurous. Both of us wanted to camp at an actual campsite that was cool, with a view and further in the forest. You know, like real camping. We did some research and found a place about 3 hours from us. It was a 4-hour hike into the forest and it only had a couple pictures from previous campers, so it didn't seem like it'd be busy. We drove down there, prepared for 3 days. There was a very small dirt area on the end of an otherwise unused road in the middle of the forest. Nobody else was parked there. The trail looked like an actual trail, or at least it looked like it was one at some point. It hadn't been kept up with, so some parts were overgrown and weathered. I mean, it was in the middle of nowhere it seemed, so I wasn't expecting the most taken care of trail, but this looked like it was abandoned for years. Still, we kept walking. It thinned out as we got further into the forest, but around mid-afternoon, we got to the campsite. It was no more than a grassy area on top of a small hill, but it had a decent overlook of the forest and was very secluded. Nobody else was there, and from the looks of it, nobody had been there in a long time. We set up our tents and got everything unpacked. Henry was taking a bit longer than me, so while I waited, I walked up to the overlook and just enjoyed the view. While I was there, I noticed something move in the trees below us. It was really hard to see through the dense branches and leaves, but I barely caught a glimpse of a group of people walking, maybe 4 or 5 of them. I was so surprised to see other people out here, especially not on the campsite. From where I was though, I couldn't see anything aside from their basic figures moving through the forest, so I couldn't tell if they were campers or hikers or what. I tried to point them out to Henry, but by the time he came over, they were already gone, disappeared in the forest. After a few minutes, we were back to going about our day. We kind of just hung out for the next few hours, talking and whatever, until the sun started going down. We built up a small campfire and sat around it. The night was calm for the first couple hours. It was quiet, only the sound of us talking and the crackling campfire between us. But then we heard something else. It was faint, but we both heard it. It sounded like voices, multiple, talking back and forth. We couldn't tell what they were saying, or even if they were speaking our language. It was coming from way out in the trees, though, which made it really creepy. Henry and I didn't know what to do, so we just listened for a bit, but the voices didn't seem to move. They stayed in the same spot out there, until they suddenly went quiet. The next minute or so was really unnerving. We didn't hear the voices fade out or leave. They just stopped, like they were still right out there. Then there were footsteps, just one set, walking toward us. A few seconds later, a man came out of the dark and into the light of our campfire. He had a distinct red baseball cap and longish wavy black hair. His smile was wide as he walked up to us.
"Either of you know where the trail is around here? I've been looking for a while."
I said yeah, and pointed ahead at the trail. But when he didn't immediately say anything or leave, I then asked if the others out there were with him. His face fell flat for a moment. Then he smiled again and looked back at where I was looking.
"I didn't know there were others out here. I've just been hiking alone. I would have asked them for directions if I saw them,"
the man said. It was really strange, though. I was almost sure he was lying. He came from the same direction we just heard the voices in. I just said okay, and he smiled, then left and went down the trail. Henry was thinking the exact same thing as I was, that the guy was lying for some reason. There was no way he just came out from the same area as the group of voices and wasn't with them, or at least didn't even notice them. But the more unsettling question is, why was he lying? Why didn't he want to tell us about the others in the forest? We discussed this around the campfire for a while, maybe 30 minutes, trying to figure out what the hell was going on, or if there even was something going on. The whole time, it felt like we were being watched. I kept turning around and looking at the forest and at the trail. Something felt wrong. It definitely didn't help that this was our first time being so far out like this, so nerves were already high.
"Should we just leave?"
Henry finally said in a shaken voice. After some thought, I said yes. We started packing, but that eerie feeling only felt like it was getting stronger. Just as we tossed our bags on our shoulders and stomped out the campfire, a single footstep crunched in the leaves behind me. We both swung our heads around. Without the fire, it was pitch black. It also felt like the woods were eerily quiet now. After a moment, my shaky hand reached into the side of my backpack and got out my flashlight. I pointed it out and clicked it on. Standing only 10 or 15 feet in front of me was that same guy from before with the red baseball hat. He was standing in place, already looking at us, and had a blank stare. As I held the light on him, he made that same wide smile from before. In a panic, I turned off the light and both of us sprinted to the trail. Disturbingly, I could hear multiple other footsteps chasing behind us, and some even sounding like they were running through the woods beside us. Slowly, though, they started to fade out. Eventually, it was just us two, running down the dark trail. We made it back to the car unharmed. We got in and drove away. We were both pretty shaken for a while after that. Honestly, I have no idea what was going on there. Why was anyone there at all? It's been a long time since this happened, but we haven't been out camping at all. I don't know if we ever will.